We're here in Kansas City for the Environmental Protection Agency's RFS hearing, and with me is Jeff and Jeff. I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves. First, you, Jeff.
Jeff Eastman. I'm the president and CEO of East Kansas Agri Energy in Garnet, Kansas.
Okay, and Jeff?
Jeff Cooper with Renewable Fuels Association.
All right, guys. First, what we're going to talk about is I understand we had some EPA officials going to visit your plant, Jeff, right? Tell us about that.
That's correct. A couple weeks ago, when we found out the dates on the at the RFS RVO meeting, it was here in Kansas City, we decided to send a letter to basically the EPA to invite them to visit our plant. And surprisingly enough, they accepted. And so that was a lot of work for not only the RFA and others, but it was an excellent time to have really about 2 hours with several high-level officials at the EPA.
And one of those being Chris Grundler, who's in charge of the hearing that we are here for in Kansas City. So what was the reaction? How did you feel about having them there? And I guess they spent quite a bit of time at the plant, right?
Well, initially we were a little concerned because anytime you have the EPA on your site, people stressed out a little bit. But once we got past that, we were fine. No, the meeting was great. We were very open, very transparent. We tried to make the meeting, again, friendly and not political. Plenty of that on Thursday. Honestly, they started out the meeting in a very, very good way by presenting us with the efficient producer credentials. And that was something that we hadn't expected, and so really got the meeting going well.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the questions? I mean, did you have questions that you didn't expect, or do you feel like they were really engaged in finding out more about the plant?
They were very engaged. The questions they asked were, I guess when you think about it, they were probably more focused on our advanced technology, renewable diesel. Mm-hmm. They spent a lot of time trying to understand how we came to that conclusion. Why did we choose that over something else? What were the costs? Can it run with or without? How does it work? How is it connected to the ethanol plant? And quite honestly, you know, we would not have invested in renewable diesel if it wouldn't have been for corn-based ethanol plant that we have next door, period. And we tried to make that message to them today.
Excellent message. Now, Jeff Cooper, you were also on that plant tour. What was your reaction?
Well, I was very pleased that the EPA accepted the invitation and, you know, took some time to come down to Garnet and meet with Jeff and several board members, guys that were involved with the, you know, origination of the plant, guys that have been original board members and founding board members, and kind of talked about what this plant has meant to the community, what it's meant for jobs, and kind of the boost to the economy. So I think it's very important for EPA to hear some of that and you know, sit across the table from some of these folks who have been so positively impacted by the presence of that ethanol plant. So I was very pleased that EPA took the time to come down and visit.
And also the message that how important the RFS was in building that plant, right?
Well, that's right. And Jeff can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the plant produced its first gallon about a month before the original RFS was signed into law back in 2005. And so obviously knowing that policy was imminent provided some certainty and provided some stability and gave farmers and other local investors the confidence they needed to invest their hard-earned money in building this enterprise. And I think when the RFS2 passed in 2007, you know, now you had an advanced biofuel requirement and some certainty and stability around the fact that there's going to be a market for advanced biofuels like renewable diesel, and it really gave the investors in that community the confidence to put their money into that, kind of that next generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're here to provide testimony to the EPA during this public hearing, representing the Renewable Fuels Association. What are you going to tell them?
Well, I think our biggest message is let the law work. You know, Congress passed the RFS2 in 2007 and basically said if the supply of renewable fuels is there to meet these mandates, to meet these requirements, obligated parties, the oil companies, need to figure out a way to distribute these volumes to consumers because there are benefits to using more, you know, greater volumes of renewable fuels, not just on the environmental side, but just economic and lower gas prices. So the law is very clear to us. The law says if the volumes are there, oil companies need to figure out how to get them into the marketplace. And clearly, EPA's proposal doesn't do that. EPA's proposal kind of adopts this blend wall narrative and it kind of buys into the oil company argument that we can't do any more than 10%. And we think that's nonsense, and we think it violates the law.
Well, to follow up with you, Jeff, how important is the RFS to your plan?
Yeah, we wouldn't be here without the RFS. We look at the RFS, we look at where we're going into the future with renewable diesel, and like I said, we wouldn't have made the investment in renewable diesel if it wasn't for the corn-based ethanol plant that we have today. And I echo what Jeff just said. I mean, the RFS program has been one of the most successful programs, you know, coming out of Congress, a bipartisan Congress. Even though it was 2005, 2007, it's one of the most successful programs. I started in this industry when there was, you know, barely a billion gallons being produced. And because of the incentives given by that, where we at today, we're pushing 15 billion gallons. That's something that is amazing and something that needs to be noted by Congress today and the EPA. The fact that they're, I don't want to say attacking it, but the way it's written up today, it's not pretty for us.
And the message of the rally and the message of the hearing, the message of the ethanol industry and corn growers and farmers and producers are bringing to the hearing is the RFS works, and that's what we're telling them here. Thank you very much, both of you here in Kansas City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.